We want him to spoon feed us. We want to be fed by him. Amen. So we trust in him with all our heart, and we lean not unto our own understanding. Not our own understanding, but in all our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. That's Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. And still looking at Proverbs 16, verse 3. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Whatever is in your thought, it will be established. Whatever your aspirations are, it will be established if you commit your work unto the Lord. Work in me in sense of work in sense of doing whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. Whatever you do it with God in the midst of it. You know, do you know that there is great breakthrough if you pray? When you pray for someone, you have your needs, you know. There's a lot of demands that you have for yourself. But if you go in prayer, forget about yourself and just pray for that one other person that is on your mind. You know that you, in turn, get a breakthrough for your own situation, even though you didn't mention it. But it's in
Amen.
your thoughts. It's established when you commit your works unto the Lord, when you go out and you witness, you know, even though the sun may be hot, even though the time may be cool or whatever, and you go out and you witness doing that work for God in the harvest field for God. You remember that when you leave home, you had no food on your table, no food in the closet or anything. But you go out and take that off your mind and you witness. And it will work out that when you go back home, there is food there, you know. God knows how to provide for his own. Because your thought, it will be established when you commit your work unto the Lord. Amen. I love that one. Isaiah 40, verse 29 to 31. Isaiah 40, 29 to 31. He said, he gives strength to the weary and increase the power of the weak. Even youth grows tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But I love this other verse, 31. But they whose hope in the Lord will renew their strength. One translation put it and said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall soar on wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You know, when you try to fix your own situation and your own problems yourself, it can weary you out in the sense of God. It really put a pressure on you when you try to fix up your own situation yourself. But when you place it on God, when you give it to God, when you wait upon him, you shall renew your strength. You shall mount up with wings as eagles. Amen. You shall walk and not faint. You know, when problems come upon you, you know, sometimes you're walking and you're not to even know where you're going, you know. Somebody called you, you're not to remember them. You're not to remember who they called you because the problem is so much on your head and stuff. So you get faint. You will faint under the problem, under the stress of this life. There's real problem out there, no people of God. There are some real problem. If you ever hear some people problem, you would give God thanks for what you are in right now. You may think that you are in a real problem situation, but consider another man. Problem. You can't wear him shoes any at all. It's so much, but God will never give you more than what you can bear. You know, whatever challenges that you face, or whatever situation, he give you the grace so you can go through it. So he said, they that wait upon the Lord. You know, where do I start waiting? How do I know when he's coming through for me, when I start to wait. You know, how will I know when his hand is stretched out so that I can hold on to his unchanging hand? You know, you may want to ponder on those questions next time you really look at this verse, Isaiah 40, verse 29 to 31. You may really want to dig deep so you can give you a deeper revelation on when you, in your particular situation, must start waiting on what they expect. Because it doesn't make sense. You wait without an expectancy. You know that he's going to come through for you because the promises before tell you that his promises are yes and amen. You know, so wait on him. You will be strengthened. Isaiah 54 and verse 4 to 6. He said, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. He promised us healing, deliverance by the stripe, by what he has been through for you and for me. Amen. And I love this one, Jeremiah 31, verse 30, 33 to 34. He said, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel for you and for me. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inner part and write them in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. They shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sins no more. That is where he's coming. He's putting his law in our heart. So wherever we go, we are empowered to do the work of Almighty God. Amen. Wherever we go, it's in our inward part, it's written in our hearts. As we study the Word of God, as we memorize it, as we try to listen it by repetition, are hearing the preacher man say it time after time again, and is repeated in our heart. We know many of them we can repeat. Many of them we can say, no weapon formed against us will prosper. Every tongue rise up against us is condemned. You know, God is always here with me. He will never leave me nor forsake me. You know, it can give us strength because it's written in us. Because it's not every time. Maybe I should say that is no time at all that you're ready, that you want a word. You're going. Sometimes you're not near to the Bible to open it up and get a word. Sometimes you're out in the battlefield when the enemy buffeting you, out in the road, maybe at work or wherever, and you need a ready word for a situation. And it's so you're going to regurgitate the word. You know, like a cow would be eating the grass, and they stand up and they'll be eating for hours, eating, and then okay, they say they're going to relax now and they lay down. And when they lay down, after a while, they start chewing the cud again. They regurgitate. It's so you and I, after we finish reading the Word of God, get our fill of it, we should start regurgitating the Word. Let it come up in us because it is now written on the fleshy table of our heart. It is now written on the inside of us so that when we are faced challenges and adversity, we can come up with a word. We can. And when we are in active battle. When you're in active battle, people of God, it's not time to get dressed. It's time to be dressed and ready. It's not time for you to get dressed, putting on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, your foot shod about with the preparation of the gospel of peace, you know, with the sword of the Spirit, with the word of God. You should be already armed and dangerous. So the word is promised. God promised to write the word upon the fleshy table of your heart. Write it upon it. Cancel every fleshy motive you may have. Cancel the fleshy motives that we may have. The word is written there. Wherever the flesh would want to rise up, the word is there to suppress it. So it's written on the fleshy table of you and I heart, the word of Almighty God. So whenever the flesh would want to take dominance, the word suppresses. And you know that the word is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The word suppresses every fleshy, anything of flesh that would want to rise up in you, the word cover it in the name of Jesus. So the word is written on the fleshy table of our heart. And it remains there to suppress us, to keep us under, so that the Almighty God will be elevated in you and I life. Amen. Ezekiel, Ezekiel 36, verse 26 to 30 to 27. No, I have it backwards. Ezekiel 36, verse 26 to 27. One verse. Two verses. Yeah. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. So in case you miss it from before, in case you miss that promise that he's going to write it on the fleshy table of your heart, here is Ezekiel backing it up. A new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away this stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give your heart a flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and he shall keep my judgment and do them. He shall keep my judgment and do them. You have the word of God in you. That is why the Apostle Paul said that we must study to show ourselves approved. A workman needed not to be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. You have to study. You have to find time to find a rhythm, to find music in the word of God so that it can be repeated in you. It can be repeated in your mind and in your heart so that when you meet challenge, real challenges, I tell you, people of God, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And it's when you come up on these principalities and powers, you need those promises of God to remind you how to fight those battles, to give it over to God, to give it over, to identify it, and to really stand on his promises, standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior, standing on the promises. It's a whole time song. Standing on the promises. I'm standing on the promises of God. You know, it's time that we have to beat ourselves and keep ourselves under so that we keep standing on the promises of God. It's supposed to be the driving force that each time you leave out of your house, every morning, whether you're leaving or you're dwelling in the house for that day, the promises of God, you should stand on it. Is your authority. He has given us authority. He did not just leave us bare to fend for ourselves, but the authority of God, he has given us in his promises, and we can stand on his promises because we know that his promises are yes in Christ Jesus and amen, because it is done. It will be done. Amen. Yes, looking at Joel 2, verse 28 to 32. It said, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. And I will show wonders in heaven and in earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall turn into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord." You hear that? That's a promise. You have not seen it yet, but it will come. When our Lord shall return. Hallelujah. "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered." One translation says, shall be saved, delivered, same thing. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance. And the Lord has said, and in the remnant who the Lord shall call. Amen. It's going to come to pass. It's a promise. All the promises of God are yes and amen. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 17, verse 7 to 8. He said, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be like a tree planted by the river, by the waters, and that spreadeth out our root by the rivers, and shall not see when the heat cometh, but our leaf shall be green. Even in the hot time, your leaf going green. Because blessed is a man. Blessed. Your leaf shall be green even in the hot time, and shall not be careful in the years of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Even when there is drought in the land, you're still going to be blessed. It's a promise of God. And the promise is given to those whose hope is in the Lord. If you hope in God, any at all, this promise is for you. If your hope is in God, even when there is drought, you will still produce fruit. Even when the heat come, you will still be green. People going to want to understand how you can be smiling in your circumstances, what you're going through. You don't look like your situation any at all because you hope in God. You don't look like what you're going through because your hope is in God. You don't look like your surrounding. You don't sound like your surrounding any at all because you are of a different mindset. You're always green and you're bearing fruit. No matter what, you're bearing fruit. Amen. Jeremiah 24, verse 6 to 7. For I will set mine eyes upon them for good, and I will bring them again to this land. And I will build them and not pull them down. I will plant them and not pluck them up. And I will give them an heart to know me. Who want a heart to know God? I want a heart to know God. I want to have that mindset, that heart that knows him without a shadow of a doubt, that hear his voice, because he doesn't speak loud, you know. It's that still small voice that makes a difference, you know. And when you obey that small voice that you hear, the Spirit of Almighty God, there is great reward. He said in scriptures that he's the one that load us up with daily benefits. Amen. He said, I will give you an heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, and they shall return unto me with their whole heart. No shadow of a doubt that he's speaking. No shadow of doubt that he's the one that tell you to do this or to do that. No shadow, no, no doubt to know that. Yes, the Lord has spoken. That's where we as a people of God want to be. No, we don't want nothing to interrupt the transmission any at all. And you know one of the main things that interrupt transmission, the transmission or God would transmit his word into our spirit is your sin. When you mix up the spiritual things with fleshly things and earthly things and stuff, and cause a barrier, cause a cloud over your circumstances, it caused that break in transmission. We want that heart to know him. We don't want no break in transmission, especially when we want to tune in. We don't want this trans. And you know
Man.
when you really want to tune in. And you realize that there is broken transmission. You remember the 10 virgin, 5 wise, 5 foolish. The 5 foolish one had a breaking transmission. They wasn't receiving any transmission because they had no oil in their lamp. We want that transmission to keep filling us up so that there will be a constant communication with our God. Those that know their God shall do exploit in this time. There's no other way. Jesus is the only way. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew, you realize what we just did just now? We look at some Old Testament scriptures. We're coming down. We're coming down. We're looking at some Old Testament scriptures. We're going to pick out a few New Testament scriptures with promises of Almighty God. Amen. Do we have a few more minutes? Amen.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Matthew, we're looking at Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 29. That's one that we love to we ride on that one a whole lot because it provides so much comfort to ride on. You know, Matthew 11, verse 28 and 29. He said, "Come unto me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." If you're weary and burdened down, come unto God. He will give you rest. He said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke, the yoke of Almighty God, is easy, and my burden is light." I want that to really sink in you some more. He said, "Come unto me, all who are weary and burdened." I wonder, apart from me, who find comfort in this scripture when you're going through some hard places in life, when you're going through the rough side, when you're going up on the rough side of the mountain, and you are so burdened down with all kind of calamity, all kind of things going through your mind. I want to tell you know, if your mind is heavy, your whole body heavy, you know, people of God. If you have so much load on your mind and on your heart and whatever, it causes your whole body to not function. It's in your mind, in your mind. That's where you know you carry the load, your hands empty, and yet you are burdened down. You're so heavy on the inside because the mind is so heavy with cares of this world. You're wondering how you're going to make ends meet. You're wondering how you're going to make this happen. You're wondering how you're going to pay your bills for this time. And you make your mind so heavy and so burdened down. But he said, "Come." Yeah, he said, "Come unto me, all ye that we are weary and burdened down. Come unto me." You know, you don't know how you're going to see through the dark days. When you look and when you go to your bed, at night and morning come, you're sorry sometime morning come because you say it's a time again you're going to have to fend for yourself because you say you're not yet learning to lean on Jesus. You're not learning to give him all your cares and all your burden. So you want to bear it all alone. When you do get sleep, if you sleep, because for the whole night, maybe sometime you torment trying to figure things out for yourself. But if you come unto him, he promise that he will give you rest. And who know rest? Like my God. I remember one night when I was laboring till late in the night. I was supposed to go to work, people of God. And I was laboring in prayer for the whole for a long time. And you know that when Brother Scott start to pray, time erase. No time, no count when Brother Scott start to pray. And when I catch up on myself and see that the time was almost time to get up to go to work, the Spirit of God remind me that remember that I am rest. I'm the one that create rest. I am rest. I give you rest. And I kept that word throughout the day, and I do everything that I'm supposed to do throughout the day, and I never feel sleepy or anything. He gave me rest. So he knows how to give you rest. Amen. John 3. I know, some of you will know when I said St. John chapter 3, you know which verse I'm going to test on, because this is a big promise of Almighty God, John 3. And I don't have to say verse, because you know the verse. He said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And that's the core of our belief, people of God. That's the core foundation of our belief. If you ever believe that you're going to trust God for material things, you want a big house to show off on your neighbors, and you want a big car, or you want a big job, you've just missed the mark. You just missed the calling of Almighty God. If you feel that you're going to worship God because of material possession and material excess, then you just missed the mark. You need to go back to Calvary. This is our worship. This is our worship. This is why we come to faith. This is why we come to faith, believing, because for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We want that everlasting life to live without perish, a life that is lived around the throne of Almighty God. We want to be preserved. And if you cannot catch a glimpse of this picture, then it's a time to put a future date on your salvation. It's a time to draw up your salvation up to today. Put a future date on it. Everlasting life. Amen. And then let's look together again at not again, but let's look at St. John chapter 5, verse 24. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on me and him that sent me hath everlasting life." Believe, faith, believe, faith, believe, faith, believe. Amen. Everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but pass from death into life. You as he quickened, who was dead in your trespasses and sin. You are the who he has rescued from the pit of hell. He plundered the gates of hell to get you out and to place you now on glory road. To walk by faith, believe, believe by faith. Amen. John 10, verse 9 and 10. He said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. I am the door. He is the door. My God, he is the door." You know, in those times, they had a lot of shepherd, a lot of people looking after sheep and stuff. And the shepherd would stay at the gate. The shepherd would stay at the gate of the sheepfold, and he would lie down there. And so when we look at the similarities, what Jesus is saying here, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and he shall go out, in and out. He shall make in and out and find pasture, find green grass to eat and whatever." He is our provider. You know, he is our shepherd. And he shall save and keep us safe. He said, "The thief cometh but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he said that he comes, Christ comes, that he may give life and give it more abundantly." So he comes to give us life, the abundance of life. Amen. John 14, 1 to 3. John chapter 14, 1 to 3. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Isn't that beautiful, saints of God? I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, he may be also. He said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. I hear one songman said, just build my mansion next door to Jesus and tell the angels I'm coming home. It doesn't matter who lives around me as long as my mansion sits near the throne. Just build my mansion next door to Jesus and tell the angels I'm coming home. It doesn't matter who lives around me as long as my mansion sits near the throne. Amen. Yes, as we move down the list, St. John chapter 14 again, and look at verse 26 to 27. But the Comforter, which the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things, and to bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Be reminded, saints of God, that we are pilgrims. We are just passing through. We are just passing through. This world is not our home. We are homebound. We have not reached yet. We are homebound. That means we are heading towards our perfect home. So let not your heart be troubled with what you're going through here. Don't build up any monument here on earth that is going to deflect the real purpose that God has called you into. Here, don't be so tied down to things in this lifetime that it cause your very mind to be smeared from the things of Almighty God, so that you miss the mark of Almighty God when He's trying to speak to you. It's blocked out because your aim and your desire is to capture as much land and possession as you can. You know, have your mind set on homebound. This is not our home. We are just a moving through. We are just a passing through. So take everything away from you, and you still have Jesus, because He's the one that lives inside of us. So every earthly things, let it go, and you still have Jesus. And that's all that really matters. Look at the life of the apostles. They gave up their everything just to have Jesus. Hallelujah. They gave up their everything. Even if it comes to their very life, the axeman could be there to cut off their neck, and it's not going to denounce the name of Jesus, because they know that this world doesn't belong to them. Amen. That they are just a passing through, and they are not going to repent. And what they say, if they say Jesus Christ is Lord and He's the one that is working on the inside of me, and I'm not going, they're not going to denounce the name of Jesus. They have pledged an allegiance to the Lamb of God with all their heart, and no matter what comes their way, because there is a promise. They have a promise on the inside of them that is written there, a promise that is rest upon their heart, that when the evil days come upon them, they know that the promises of God are sure. They know that the promises of God stands. So no matter what man will want to do unto them, even if they want to throw them in the fiery furnace, even if they want to throw them in the lion's den, they know that the promises of God is within them, and they shall not bow to anything that is unlike the Spirit of Almighty God. They will stand and see the salvation of God. That's how determined you and I should be. No matter what adversity come our way, Stand and see the salvation of God. Even if it draw blood, stand up same way and see the salvation of God. Because he won't give you more than what you can bear. Amen? Yes. And we move on to, yes, Romans 10 and verse 9 and 10. Amen. That if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, he shall be saved. Salvation, confess, believe, brings forth salvation in your heart. God raised him from the dead. Amen. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 4, verse 19. God, he supplies all our needs according to his riches in glory. He's the one that spoke this world into being. He's the one that blow breath, make us, form us in his own image, and blow the breath of life in our nostril. His blood runs through our vein. He's the one that is directly involved in our daily administration. And he's saying that he will supply all our needs according to his riches in glory. Comforting promise. Amen. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. That's 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. He has not given us a spirit of fear because you know that fear has torment. He's not there to torment us, but to give us power that we can be overcomers, give us strength for that we will not be weary. He give us strength. Amen. He has not given us a spirit of fear. Amen. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Paul writing to Timothy, young Timothy. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know in whom I believe, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. 2 Timothy 1, verse 12. He's able to keep whatever we have committed unto him against that day, the day of reckoning, the day of judgment. He's able to keep whatever you have committed unto him. And one of your biggest commitments is when you first say yes to Jesus, when you come from darkness and you step over into his marvelous light. You make a big commitment there, and he's able to keep that commitment that you have made, because that's the true commitment, the genuine commitment that you have made happens on the day of salvation, because it's by faith that you are saved, not of works, lest any man should boast. And we are saved not of works, but we are saved to do good work. When we are saved, good work must follow us. So don't live any way and say, is not of works. Make good work follow you when you are saved. It's not your works. It's a gift from Almighty God. By faith you receive it. It's not of works. But when you are saved, do good work in the name of Jesus. Don't live any way. Treat people any way. Don't have no love in your heart. And be so judgmental and so temperate that even the unsaver can't even stand them. And those are the very people that we should try to win, people of God. Those are the very people that we should witness to. And you can't even stand them because their sin smells so bad. Their sin are so terrible before you when you look and see, oh, he's not coming. I tell him to come to church and he's not coming. I tell him to dress this way and he's not dressing, or she's not dressing this way. So were you when you were in the world. Now that you come to Christ, have patience with the sinners. Let them come. Don't deter them and turn them away by how you are judging them by the things that you see they do. That's how you used to behave too. Amen. That's how you and I used to behave. So we need to pray to the God of the harvest so that he can bring in, send in laborers so that he can equip us, because the word of God tells us that a man that wins soul is wise. Ask God for wisdom and he will give us wisdom to win souls. Don't drive away the very souls that you're trying to win because of the lifestyle, because of the way you're judging them. And they can identify judgment when they see you judging them and stuff. Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Back down to Revelation. I'm coming down. Down to Revelation. Revelation 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and I will sup with him and he with me. Jesus is knocking at your heart door. He said, if you open it, he will come in. Open the heart door, he will come in. He promised it and he mean it. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, neither any eat. For the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them and shall lead them into living fountain of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. A promise in Revelation 7, 16 to 17. For the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them, feed you and I, and shall lead us into living fountain of water. Hallelujah. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Pain causes tears. That means there is no pain. He shall wipe away your tears from your eyes. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. Freely. Freely, freely, freely. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of life. I will give him water freely. You have some anointed prophet or man of God. Nowadays, if you want to go see them, you have to pay to get some word of advice or for year for being in their midst. They are so busy. And the word of God tells me that the water, the fountain of life is free, freely. You know, but you have to make sure you have your ticket. You have to get your ticket to go sit down in the prophet or the man of God presence, the apostle or whoever. And it's as if you can't put your name or request any prayer unless you sow a seed, because it's not free anymore. You have to sow a seed in order for your prayer request to be placed to those that are going to pray over it. You know, he that overcome shall inherit all things. I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Promises of God that I have picked out by the help of the Holy Spirit. I looked at it, you know, and it's really correspond in my spirit, and I hope it has blessed your heart as well. It's not exhausted, as I've said. There's many more promises that you and I can dig up from the Word. Now we're going to identify ourselves based on the promises of God. Promise not to take up much more of your time so we can have sufficient time to do the diligence after the meeting. All right. All right. I am complete. I want you to repeat with me as we make this affirmation. And if you could remember even two or three of them, and you could say it each morning that you wake up, or each time you regain consciousness. Each time you regain consciousness, if you could repeat like two or three of them by yourself, you know, it would do you good. It would do you good. Because it's not every, when I say regain consciousness, not every time we as people of God are consciousness. Sometimes the terrors and the darkness of this world take away our consciousness, and we are like we are not conscious. At least good thing, we start to get fearful. And we should not be fearful people of God. We should stand on his promises. You know, the first affirmation is, I am complete in him who is the head of all principalities and powers. Amen. And you get that from Colossians 2, verse 10. Ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and powers. Number two, I am free from the law of sin and death. I am free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8, verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Number three, I am alive with Christ. I am alive with Christ. Ephesians 2, verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, he quickened us. That word quicken means make alive. He quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Number four, I am far from oppression and fear does not come near me. Brother Scott is far from oppression. Put your name right there. Brother Scott is far from oppression and fear does not come near Brother Scott. Isaiah 54, verse 14. In righteousness shall thou be established, and thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear. And from terror, for it shall not come near you. So say, make that affirmation, I am far from oppression and fear does not come near me in the name of Jesus. Next one, I am born of God and the evil one does not touch me. I am born of God. I am born again in Jesus Christ. And the evil one, that's the devil, cannot touch me, does not touch me. 1 John 5, verse 18. For we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and the wicked one touch him not, toucheth him not. Next one, I have the mind of Christ. It's beautiful. I have the mind of Christ. Amen. Look at 1 Corinthians 2:16. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen. Next affirmation. I have the greater one living in me. Greater is he who is in me than he that is in the world. I have the greater one living in me. So when trouble come your way, or when opposition come your way, tell yourself that I have the greater one living in me. The greater one, God, is the one that lives in me. 1 John 4, verse 4. Next one. I have received the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus, the eyes of my understanding being enlightened. I know him. I know Christ. I can identify Christ. I know him. Because he lives in me. Ephesians 1, 17 to 18. Next one. I have received power. I have received the power of the Holy Spirit to lay hands on the sick and see them recover. Know that you have received the power of the Holy Spirit to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, to cast out demons, to speak with new tongues, to have power over all power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means harm me. Stand on that promise. You are the one that promise is for. We have received it. Power that when we lay hands on sick, they recover. Matthew 16, 17 to 18. Next one. I have put off the old man and have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him who created me. So when the enemy wants you to go back to where you got saved from, go back to the dance hall or go back to the rum or go back to the smoking or go back to this or whatever. Tell yourself that you have put on a new man now. You're taking off the old man long time and you are renewed in the knowledge after him, after the image of him who has created you. You've gone back to your maker, to the God who make you to worship him. Amen. Another one, I have no lack. I have no lack, for my God supplies all my needs according to his riches in glory. So there is no lack. You know, your store basket is full in Jesus' name. Your bank account is all right in Jesus' name. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4, verse 13. A self-affirmation. I can do all things. I am God's child, for I am born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Amen. Romans 8, verse 17, it tells us, I am joint heir with Christ. That's a good promise, you know. You're a joint heir with Christ. Amen. I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. I am an ambassador for Christ. You know, so when you don't entertain ego jesting or ego talking, know that you're an ambassador for Christ, and whatever will come out of your mouth will be the very word of Almighty God. Affirm in yourself, know, resolve in yourself, in your heart, know that you are a chosen generation. First Peter, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. So when you're walking down the road, walk with your head up high, because you're a chosen generation. You know, you don't have to be running from any enemy or anything, because you are a royal priesthood. The Bible tells, you know, that the wicked flee even when no man pursue it, you know. Even when no man looking after them, they're running, because they always have to be looking over their shoulder. And they're fleeing. But you know that you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Next one. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. I am not my own. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. I am not my own. I am the light of the world. Watch your eyes, what they see. Watch your lips, what they say. Watch your ears, what they hear. Watch your hands, what they do. Because you are the light of the world. I am forgiven of all my sins and washed in the blood. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. Affirm a self-affirmation that you are healed. I am raised up with Christ and seated in heavenly places. I am submitted to God. And the devil flees from me because I resist him in the name of Jesus. I am submitted to God, and the devil flees from me because I resist him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It is not I who live, but Christ that lives in me. Amen. Amen, people of God. It's indeed a blessing sharing these promises with you and making these affirmation, so you can have a foundation in which to grow. And as I continue to say, it's not exhausted, it's just to whet your appetite, so you can know that there is higher heights and deeper depth in Christ our Lord. And bless you all for your attention, and I just want to speak a blessing over all hearers and doers of God's word tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, I praise you and I thank you. I give you thanks. I give you honor. You are worthy of it all, Jesus, for from you all things, and to you are all things. I thank you, mighty God, for this session, that you have reminded us of your promises, which are yes in Christ and amen, because it is done. I thank you, mighty God, that you have never left us to fend for ourselves, but you have made a way where there seemed to be no way. You hold us by the hand and you guide us safely home. I thank you and I praise you, mighty God, that we are not our own, but we belong to you, Jesus. And so now, Lord, I pray that you will hide your word in our heart, that we will not sin against you. Write your precepts upon the fleshy table of our heart and suppress, yes, mighty God, the Adamic nature that is in us. Rebuke it, mighty God, and cause it to be held under, so that you will be exalted in our lives, that our whole life, mighty God, will be, hallelujah, will be, mighty God, that which to glorify and to praise your holy name. Lord, I pray that you will take each and every one of us by the hand and lead us, mighty God, in the path of righteousness, and cause us, mighty God, that when we come up an obstacle, when we come up on any hindrances, mighty God, that we will have your promises in our heart, that we will be able, Lord God, to use them to rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. Tell him who we are and whose we are, because we are a child of the King. We are joined here with Jesus, and we know, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And so, even now, Lord God, hide us under your cloud of righteousness and give us peace. Keep us, mighty God, in a free spirit of redemption, as I ask of you in Jesus' mighty name. And we say, Amen and Amen. I will now turn over to our moderator, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. What an
Amen.
enriching session in the Word of God
Hallelujah.
tonight. We bless the Lord for the man of God. And tonight we pronounce heaven benediction over you, Brother Scott, your family, and all your endeavors. I pray the Lord will cover you under his wings and hide you
Hallelujah.
with his feather. My God, I pray he will re-energize, my God, every fiber of your being, my God, while he keep every plan of the enemy at bay over your life. Thank you for the profound word of God tonight. My God, I am excited in my spirit and say to
Hallelujah.
the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Praise God. Bless the Lord, saints of God. We thank you that the Lord has spoken to us tonight, to our hearts, through his manservant. And I'm just going to open the floor just for a couple of minutes for any feedback, any takeaway that you want to share, anything that rests upon you from the word tonight. Before I do so, I just want to leave my takeaway. The man of God told us tonight, hallelujah, that the promises of God rest in the entire scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. My God, he said, wherever there is liberty, wherever Christ is, there is liberty and a foundation for us to stand on. His promises are yes and amen. And I will take everything that you said to us tonight, Brother Scott, but I'm so in love with the analogy of the ruminants. My God, you know, and what rests on me is while the ruminants just chop and swallow, they don't chew. We are given that opportunity to chew on the word of God, to swallow it and to regurgitate it, in spite that we have chewed on it. The remnants just cut it and swallow in order to take it up back. But the Lord has given us that authority that we can chew it as fine as we want to savor it, you know, and swallow it. And then when we are in
Hallelujah.
need, we can always regurgitate it. We bless the Lord. And one more thing that stand out to me tonight, for me, it's one of the greatest promises of God. You know, he gave his only begotten son. And he said, if we only believe, we shall not perish, but have everlasting life. What a takeaway. What a word tonight. We bless the Lord. And so I'll just open the floor for probably 3 minutes or so for anybody who wants to share. You can go ahead now.
Hallelujah. Good night, everyone on the
Good
platform.
night,
Sister
everyone.
Eloise, you would have said it well. And so, Brother Scott, I'm telling you that the affirmations
Praise God.
that you had to remind us of tonight, my God, it's a blessing. Because sometimes you see we are going through so much things. And just the fact that you come tonight and you remind us the promises of God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you wouldn't know what you do for me tonight, my brother. God
Praise
is so
God.
good. I just
Hallelujah.
take away everything tonight. You see,
Hallelujah.
it's been a few Thursdays that I don't get an opportunity to come on because we're changing our banking system at work. You know, and I'm telling you that it's not one of the easiest experience. But tonight, my brother, sitting here and you're going through the affirmations, mighty God, it really had helped me. It's a blessing. And I just pray that God will continue to bless you as you continue to do his work.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, my brother.
Thank you, Brother
Hallelujah.
Nigel. Anybody else want to share?
Yes, yes. Good night, everybody. I don't know if I have anything else to share because the things that I wrote down were already mentioned. You know, one of the things that really spoke to me was the regurgitating of the word, you know, and it reminds me of the scripture that says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so if we don't have the word in our heart when we speak, then really what comes up? That is really something to examine ourselves and to think about. The affirmations for me as well, Brother Nigel, really spoke to me. I was writing them down as fast as I could to make sure I don't miss any. I have written down most of them. I think I missed maybe about three, but I've never written this fast in my life because I really wanted it so that I can look back at it and just encourage myself, you know. We read the word of God so many times, and sometimes when like these things happen, we really have to ask ourselves, do we read with understanding? Because we read it and we know what it says. But as Brother Scott, as Deacon was sharing, you know, it was making sense. It was bringing light to me, the affirmations. And I saw how he took it and took the scripture and turned it into affirmation to speak it over
Hallelujah.
Himself. And it really, really ministered to me. Hallelujah. It really ministered to me. I agree, Sister Kenesha, that you will have to share. I have most of them, though. I wrote really fast. But I wrote down most of them. I love them. I love that part really stand out to me. Another thing that stood out as well as he would have shared on the different promises, what that these promises were conditional. A lot of them spoke if, you know, or a lot of them had a condition to it. If you do this, then I will do this. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. It's not a given that you get the desires of your heart. No, you must first delight yourself into the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts may be established. You must first do this, and then this. You know, so it really stood out for me. And, you didn't mention Psalm 91 as one of the promises. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. And then it gives, that is the condition. If you dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And then there's a list, a long list of other things that comes afterwards, you know. Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It says you're going to see of the Lord that he's your refuge and strength and your fortress. He is going to deliver you from the snare of the fowler. He's going to deliver you from the noisome pestilence. He's going to cover you with your feathers. You know, and the list goes on if you look at Psalm 91. But what it just affirmed, because I was looking at Psalm 91 the other day, and I was looking at it to say, it's all of these are conditional. And we use these scriptures and we say, God said, God is my refuge and my strength, my fortress. In him will I trust. He's going to deliver me from this. But it's conditional. It only happens if I dwell. And so as you spoke, Deacon, I was reminded of this. These promises are, some of them, not all of them, you know, some of them are conditional. And we only have access to these promises if we adhere to those conditions. I will post the ones that I have. Our brother Scott can post it. Praise God.
Yes, I can post it. I can post the entire list of it, sister.
Praise God. Praise God.
All right.
All right. God bless you, Elder Edwards. Sorry, I took more than 3 minutes. Over to you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so we'll just have space for one more person. Anybody who want to share? Just one more.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Brother Scott, thank you so much. I thank God for you. I thank God for your wisdom and how you dissected the promises of God. And you just remind us, like when you said it, you said, you know, there are promises in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. I was like, yes. Then when you start to list out the promises and for those that we fall short of, I'm over here like, oh, guilty. Oh, Jesus, have mercy. So I thank my God for your wisdom and for the reminder that we truly need to hide the word of God in our hearts.
Amen.
Because we know the word of God says the heart of man is desperately wicked. And I've never been desperate in my life. And I can never remember ever being desperate, because a desperate person does the unthinkable. I can't remember ever being desperate in my life. And when you think of the heart of man being desperately wicked, the only thing that can truly transform us and lead us and guide us and continue to, because transformation for us is a continuous thing. And the only thing that can truly take us through that journey of transformation is the word of God, continually holding on to his word. Because as we hold on to his word, just as, you know, in the natural, when you're getting to know somebody, is the more you learn about the person, the more you spend time with the person. And as we spend time in the word and read the word, that's how we get to know God. So automatically we will be in his presence and be able to enjoy and inherit the promises that he has granted unto us. So thank you, man of God, for that reminder tonight to sharpen our minds and get our spiritual food and our spiritual food basket full.
Amen, Sister Kenesha.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. And so at this time, I'm going to be asking Sister Camille to pray, standing on the promises for us. And while that song is being played, I'm requesting that you put your prayer request in the chat. So after the song, Brother Nigel will be praying for the request and our closing prayer. We bless the Lord tonight that his awesome presence has been with us. And we continue to rest in the promises and in the presence of the Lord. And as you write your request, I just want to remind you of this promise in Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 6. Whatever your situations may be, he said, behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them and reveal unto you the abundance of peace and truth. Bless the Lord. Go ahead, Sister Camille.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Standing,
God.
standing. I am standing on the promises of God, my Savior. What a blessed God we serve. What a wonderful God we serve tonight. Hallelujah. Mighty God, we just want to lift you up tonight. We want to give you all the praise that you deserve, Father. Hallelujah. We magnify you tonight, Lord. Oh God, we say you alone is holy. You alone is worthy, Father. You is excellency, mighty God, the way maker, the healer, the provider, the director, mighty God. We give you thanks. Thank you, God Almighty, for the promises, mighty God, that you have given us. Yes, Lord, it's the promises, Father, that we are holding on to. Mighty God, that is keeping us going, Father, where we feel, oh God, like there is no way. Mighty God, we
Jesus.
remember the promises, hallelujah, that you have
Hallelujah.
given us, mighty God. When we feel like giving up, mighty God, we remember the promises. Oh God Almighty, when we feel like, Lord God, we are hopeless, we remember the promises, Lord
Yes,
God
God.
Almighty, that you have given us. And we want to give you thanks for the promises, mighty God.
Yes,
We
Lord.
give you thanks, God Almighty, for the people, oh God Almighty, who continue, mighty God, together on a Thursday night, Father
Yes,
God, on this platform, mighty God, to
Hallelujah,
worship
Jesus.
you, Lord God. Oh
Thanks,
Father, you
God.
see that we are all hungry
Hallelujah.
for you,
Thank
Father. And we
you,
want to give you
Jesus.
thanks, God Almighty, that you are providing, mighty God, your
Amen.
people upon this platform to feed us with your word, mighty
Yes, God.
God.
Thank
Oh, gracious God. And so as I go into a period of intercessory right now, Father, I
you.
pray, God Almighty, that your blood will cover me under your blood, will
Yes,
cover this
Lord.
platform, mighty God, and
In the
every
name of
participant
Jesus.
in the mighty name
Hallelujah.
of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh God Almighty, as I petition the throne of grace tonight, oh God Almighty, I put before you your or brother Scott, mighty God, a real man of God. We give you
Hallelujah.
thanks, God Almighty, for the wisdom that you have given to him, Father. Oh God Almighty, as he come to us tonight, Father, and he remind us of the affirmations. He remind us, oh God Almighty, of your
Hallelujah.
promises, mighty God. Oh Father, when I looked at him, he was so full of you, Father. He was so excited, mighty God, to share your gospel, to share your
Hallelujah.
word, mighty God. Oh Father, I pray that you continue to cover him under your blood. I pray, God, that you will instill within him a heart and mind, Father, to
Hallelujah.
continue to do your work, to continue to win souls for your kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you will continue to give him the right words to feed your people with, mighty God.
Oh,
Every time that he
my
open up his mouth, I pray, God, that you will instill the right words,
God.
Father, to come out and to minister to your people, Jesus, as he continue to do the work within you. God, I pray for him and I pray for his family, mighty
Yes,
God, that, oh
Jesus.
Father, within you he
Hallelujah.
will experience an overflow. Lord God
Hallelujah.
Almighty, within you he will be protected under your blood. Lord God, I pray for extension of territory for him.
In the
Oh, you
name
know
of
him more
Jesus.
than everyone else, Father. You know his heart desires. And
Hallelujah.
tonight I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that it will be granted. It will come to pass, Father God, and he will turn around and declares that you have done it for him. Yes, God
Hallelujah.
Almighty, we are looking for the testimony from our brother
Yes,
Scott that
in
Jesus Christ, you have done it for him tonight. You had opened that door for him tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. As we say thank you for him, God, we say thank you, Jesus. You know, God Almighty, the people upon this platform, Father God, you know what they are experiencing, mighty God. Oh, gracious God, they have put their request up on the altar. And so
Yes, God.
tonight, I pray that your blood will visit the altar
Amen.
in the mighty name
Hallelujah.
of Jesus. And I pray that these requests, oh God Almighty, will be granted for your
Thank
people
you,
in the
my God.
name of Jesus. Oh,
Jesus.
whether it is for
Hallelujah.
healing, whether it's for an increase or an overflow, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Whether it is for extension of, oh God, expansion of territories, mighty God. Oh Father God, I pray that you will visit the altar, oh God Almighty, the altar which is the chat tonight, mighty God, and just touch every, mighty God, every request, and they shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. Oh God Almighty, tonight I pray for minds. I pray, God Almighty, for minds. I pray, God, that you, oh God, will take away from us, oh God Almighty, stress, depression, Father God. Oh God Almighty, sometimes we're feeling so tired, God, but I pray that you will give us the strength, you will give us the wisdom to go on in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I pray, God Almighty, that your people tonight will experience peace, God, peace that passes all understanding, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, tonight, I pray, God, that, oh Father God, yes, you just reminded me, Father, that you said you did not give us fear, mighty God, but you give us a sound mind. You give us love, peace, and a sound mind. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that, mighty God, you were the risen with healing in your wings, Father God. Lord God Almighty, thank you that you said you will not lay any sicknesses of Egypt upon us, oh God, but oh God Almighty, you will lay them upon those who hate us. Father God, thank you that you said you will never leave us nor forsaken. Thank you, Jesus, that you said cry out to you with a loud voice and you will hear us and you will answer us, mighty God. Father, I just pray, God Almighty, that you touch every soul upon this platform and everyone that is connected to us, oh God Almighty, as I pray for family tonight. I pray for families, Jesus, that you continue to unite them as one. Oh God, that you will instill in families a desire to worship you, a desire to pray and to praise you. Oh God Almighty, we know that the family is broken down, oh Father, because no, God Almighty, no, we're so technology minded, but I pray that with the family will return to a place, Father God, where they have their daily devotions, where they pray for things that are affecting them, where they will pray for things that are affecting their communities, where they will pray for things that are affecting their country. Mighty God, let us turn back to you. Oh God, let us turn back to the roots and acknowledge that you are Lord and you are Savior and there's none like you, Father. Oh God, we give it unto you tonight, God. Oh Father, everything that we're going through, we're giving it to you and we're leaving it here and we are believing in the name of Jesus that all our requests are answered in the mighty name of Jesus. That all our pains are gone. That all our sicknesses are gone. That God, our exhaustions are gone. Yes, mighty Lord, God, believe. I pray, God, for an overflow for your people. Lord God Almighty, I pray for a financial increase for your people. Lord God Almighty, have mercy upon us, oh God. I pray that you will deliver us and you will bless us in abundance in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask this in the name of Jesus because I know whatever is asking your name, it is done. And so I know, because I decree and I declare tonight, Father, and as I accept it, I pray that the people on the platform will accept it too, that it is done in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mighty God, and as we will go from this platform tonight, I pray that we will continue to stand on the promises, promises that you have given us, mighty God. Lord God Almighty, last week I wouldn't be here to share, Father God, with Camille. Hope it's a blessing for her, Father, but I pray, God Almighty, that you continue to keep her, Lord God, a real woman of God, a woman who's so full of you, a woman who wants you more. And I just pray, God, that you will continue to lift her up, that you will continue to cover her under your blood. I pray for her family, Lord God Almighty, that she will continue, Lord God Almighty, to be the beacon that she is for them. Mighty God, I pray that whatever she touches will become pure gold. I pray, God, for an increase for her, that she will experience abundance upon abundance in the mighty name of Jesus. As she continues to do your work in Jesus' name, I say thank you, God. Thank you for what you're doing and for what you're about to do in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we release our mics and just show Jesus tonight? Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
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 Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Beautiful Savior. Hallelujah. The Prince of Peace.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Mighty God. Hallelujah. We stand firm in the promises of God tonight. My God. Knowing, as Sister Camille mentioned earlier, that there are some conditions. We know that his promises are yes and amen. It is already done, but it's just for us to stand in our agreement with him. Whatever task is given to us so that we can receive of that promise, let us stand firm in them tonight as we receive of the promises of God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I want to thank God for another night that we have come together. Thank him for his awesome holy presence that has been on the platform tonight, you know, filtered through the airwaves into our home spaces. And so we bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank him that we can come together in this fashion. And so I just want to acknowledge those who are visiting with us for the first time. Do we have any among us tonight who this is your first time on the platform? Can you just release your mic and just give a praise?
Praise God, Sister Grinnell.
Praise the Lord. Bless you, Sister Grinnell. Welcome. 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 Praise God. Any other visitor? Okay. Bless the Lord for Sister Grinnell tonight. And Sister Grinnell, we meet every Thursday night, you know, to worship the Lord together. You know, he said we are one or two together touching anything concerning him. He's there to bless us. And so we meet as a corporate group on a Thursday night to worship God. So feel free to join us. We bless the Lord.
And excuse me, Sister Elder, I see Edda Scott here as well. I don't know. She's there. Edda Scott, she's new. And praise Thelma God. Scott was on earlier on as well.
Welcome, my sisters. Bless you. The Scots would have been from Deacon Scott platform, and so we welcome you. We are joint ears. We are a part of the family of God, and so we are linked together. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. And so I would just like to encourage those of us who are here who have not yet accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. I know tonight that as you listen to his promises, one of them says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And in order for us to enjoy that everlasting life, we have to commit our life to him. We have to surrender ourselves before him. So at this time, I'm going to ask, if you have not yet received the Lord in your heart, I know he is knocking at your heart's door, and this is an opportunity for you to surrender, you know, saying, "I yield, I yield." So if you're here and you have not yet